Vayter and Shas, we are in Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav, beginning up by the middle of the page, about a Mishnah. Mazel tov for all those who finished the fourth parak, and now we begin the fifth parak. Shor Shenagach Es Hapara. Here we go. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Shor Shenagach Es Hapara. You have a shor, an ox that comes and gores a cow. V'nimsa uber betzida. Now you find that the cow has a fetus that's dead over there. Then you do a imat shelo nocha yolda. We don't know when this happened or imishenocha yolda. Did this cow give birth before it was rammed or after it was rammed? It was gored. If it was before, so then if it gave birth earlier, so there's no shaykhus to this discussion here. If it's after, it only gave birth after it was rammed, so then it was killed because of it, and therefore there's going to be different din. Mishalim chatzi nezek lepara, revi nezek levad. You got to pay a quarter, chatzi nezek, like a regular case. Rashi says the tam chay of chatzi nezek. V'hai vlad mutal basafiku v'cholkin. This is sumchus din, that when something's mutal basafik, you pay half of it, and therefore it would have been chatzi nezek, you pay a quarter of it. Flip it the other way. V'chein parashin ochas ashar. Let's say you have a cow that goes ahead and it gores an ox. V'nim sa v'lad abitzid. Then afterwards you find that the vlad was at its side. V'in yodu imad shalom nocha yoldam. Mishanach yoldam. We don't know exactly when it happened. When this cow that rammed into the ox, when it gave birth. Before or after. Mishtalim chatzi nezik min hapara. You have to pay half of damage from the par, because that we know for sure. Or via nezik min hapara, because that is a suffix. And Rashi says, Mefarsh Gemara, we're going to talk about what exactly is going on. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Zu Divrei Sumchus. This is the world of Sumchus. Amr Mammon Hamutal B'Safik Cholkin. You have money that's in a state of doubt, that you go and you split it amongst the people there. Aval Chacham Mamorim, but there are those that fight, that argue on him. They're nemesis or nemesai. Chacham say Zeb Klal Gadol B'Din. This is a Klal Gadol B'Din, which we're going to ask on that lashon. Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. If you want to take something out, if you want to cause someone to have to pay something, upon you is the raya. You have to bring a raya to actually that this actually occurred. So let's use the first case. Shor shenagach es hapara. We know for sure that that happened. Therefore, he has to pay chatzi nezek. But the other part about paying a quarter for the cow for the fetus, bring me a raya that I did. If not, I don't have to pay nothing. And that is the opinion of the chachamim, the rabbanan. Lomeli lemer zeklal gadol b'din. Why do you have to use such a lashon of zeklal gadol b'din? Itzrich. We need to say that. What is it talking about? Da filu nizak omer bari umazak omer shema. Even in a case of bari v'shema, where the one that got damaged said, "I know for sure that my cow didn't give birth yet, and you now owe me for that as well." And the other one says, "I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. I don't know." Even in that case, hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. If you want to go and you want to cause money to come out of the mazik, olav haraya is upon you, incumbent upon you to bring a raya that is the case. That's why he says a klal gadol. Another pshat of what does this mean is a klal gadol. Ze klal gadol batoiro. Gal galabadin. Inami lechi ha de itmar. What it means is going according to that which says, Hamocher shor lechavero. Let's say somebody sells an ox to his friend. I come to you. You come to me. I'm not sure who comes to who. Let's say I want to buy your ox. You sell me your ox. And it turns out it is a ramming ox, a goring ox. Rav Amar Rav says, Hareze mekechtos. It's a mekechtos. Because, and therefore you got to give me back my money. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Yochel Sheomer lo d'shchita mecharitiv lecha. You, the seller, could say, "What do you want? I sold it to you for shchita." And therefore, what does it make a difference? It gores, it doesn't gore. And I'm like, "What do you mean, bro? I don't want to buy this for shchita. I want to use it in order to go into plow. So what's going on?" So Rav says straight up, "This is a mekachtos." Shmuel says, "The guy can say back, I sold it to you for shchita, so it doesn't matter." First thing, I want to step back, let me explain what just happened. So the way that Shmuel understands it, that if I, the buyer, want to get money back from you and give it back, I have to prove that I got it for plowing, and therefore that's what it means. Zeh klal gadol badin. It means to say that I have to prove that. Now, for the Gemara, amai. The next say, igavad azovin l'ridya, igavad azovin l'nichsasa. I understand. Like, let's take a look and see. When this guy goes and he buys things, does he usually buy things? When I buy it, do I buy things for plowing or do I buy things for shchita? Rashi says lenichsasa means l'shchita. And then you'll know right away what the din is. It's going lo tzricha begavra dezoven laho laha. We're talking about a person who buys for both of them. That's me. I like to buy for shchita. I like to buy for ridya, for plowing. I do for both, therefore you can't know. I have a nichsi, just figure out how much money was spent. How much did he pay? There's a certain price generally that's going to cost for plowing, and a certain one that's going to cost for shechita. Usually plowing is going to be more expensive because it stays for longer. Shechita is going to be less expensive. So let's see how much it was. Lo tzricha da'okir bisav akai b'dmei ridya. Where the value of money, of meat, the price of meat, rose tremendously, and now it comes to the same amount of ridya, so you don't know. Beep, turn the page. Memvav and beis. Ve'i leka lishta lume mine. If there's no money in the let's say, the guy who sold it to me. You sell it to me, and you have no money left. You already used it for something. So why would Rav say that he has to return it? Lishkale litura bezuze. Just keep the ox instead of the money. Da'arma inchi, because people could say, mimari rashvasach pare ipra. You know, the old saying that people say, from someone who owes you something, get whatever you can from him, even if it's bran, even if it's like not the greatest stuff. And you obviously don't want to take this right now because it's a goring one, but what do you want? Just take it and run. So then what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Says Gemara, lo tzricha de'ikalista lumi mineh. We're talking about a case where you sold it to me, I gave you the money, and you still have the money right then. And in such a case, that's what we're talking about. Do you give me back the money or not? So Rav amar harei zeh mekachtos, he says zeh mekachtos, zil basaruba, go according to the majority of people, veruba de'inche l'ridihu de'zavni. Most people, when they go and they're buying these type of animals, they're doing it for plowing, not buying like a whole cow over there. He could say back, I sold you for shechita, they don't go according to the rove. According to Shmuel, then when do you do that? Be'isura, when you have issue of iser, right? If you have the story, the case of Teisha Chanuyos, right? Then we go according to rove. When it comes to money, if you wanted to get it, you have to bring a raya that it would be that you dafka bought it for plowing and not for shechita. And that is the way we can also understand zeh klal gadol b'din. Now we started from the Gemara by saying that this is the words of Sumchas. Tanya Nami Yachiv Rebbeis, who supports this idea that this is a machlokas. Shor Shanogach Zapar, for Nimsa Uber Besida. Venu Dea Machal Nachayolda, Mishanachayolda, Mishalam Chatzin Nachaparo. Ruvian Ezek Levlad. Divrei Sumchas. The Chacham Omim, Amotzi B'chavero, Alav HaRaya. Now, I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Minayin Lo Motzi B'chavero, Alav HaRaya. Where do we know this idea that Amotzi B'chavero, Alav HaRaya? That if you want to take something from someone, you got to bring a proof that that's the case. Shenemar, whoa. Rashi says that Toveya has to go and bring a Raya. Shenemar, Mi Bal Devarim, Yigash Aleihem. The Pasuk states that when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling this before he's going up to Har Sinai, he says, whoever's there, that Aaron and Hor are here with you. He says this to the Zakenim. And if anybody who has a problem, they got to deal with something, Yigash Aleihem is the words of the Pasuk, should come and approach them. Now, what it should have said, seemingly should have said, Yavo Aleihem. So why is he saying the Lashon of Yagish Aleihem? Yagish is a Lashon of Yigash, compared to Yagish, which means present to them. And therefore, it means that the one who's the Toveya, who's demanding something for someone else, has to bring to the judges a raya in order for them to do something about it. You want something done, you got to come and do something about it. Rashi says that we have your Mosif Rashi from Gittin Memches, Yagish Raya Aleim, that is a love lahavi edim levaris asafik, udoraisi, and this is the oraitha. So there we have it. Yagish Aleya, Yagish Raya Aleyam. Maski Floravashi Halamalikra. Why would I need a pasuk for that? Why do you need to tell me that? Svaro, this is a Svaro. The Koiv Le Ke'eva Azia Lebe Asya. The one who's suffering from pain goes to a doctor. In other words, if someone wants something, they go and they do it. So here also, if someone says they need something for someone else, they got to go and do something about it. The doctor's not coming to you. So if you want something, go ahead and be tovet. And therefore, Ella Kra l'chadur of Nachman Rabba Baravua. This pasuk is coming to teach something else. Some of Nachman Rabba Baravua. Minayin she'ein niskakin ella l'tovet techila. Let's say you have a situation where somebody brings someone to court. I bring you to court, and I'm tovet you something, and then you have a counterclaim against me. Minayin she'ein niskakin ella l'tovet techila. You first listen to me before listening to you. Shenemar mi ba'al devarim yigash aleihem. Whoever has a grievance should approach them. Yagish Dvariv Aleihem. They should bring his words upon them. So it starts with him. Sometimes we go and we listen to the nitva, that means the defendant, the one who's countering, first. The kazile nichse. It's where the value of his property are going down because of the fact that I'm coming against you. Rashi explains what are the two cases. The first one is talking about a case, let's say, of Reuven, and he comes to Shimon. You have Reuven tovem Shimon mana shelvu. He says, yeah, he lent me money. Shimon meshivo tafasta mishali. You took some property of mine. Hechzir li mashet tafasta. Return to me what you gave to me, and then I'll give it to you. Oh, mashkon haya biyadcha v'nifchas midama, where I left you collateral and it went down in value. Shenish tamashta bo betchila, and this, and you know, you dealt, you used it. Now it's went down in value. Betchila neskakon l'tainus Reuven. First we deal with Reuven, and what's lo amana mishimon. We get the money from Shimon to give it back to Reuven. V'achakach neskakon lo l'tainus Shimon l'adun al devar tfisa v'mashkon, and that which you took from him and from the mashkon. That's the case we normally do it. And the exception to the rule is when you're dealing with that the value goes down in the meantime. Rashi explains, Shiyesh kan tagrin shiknu bedamim yikarim umachar yelchu lahem. Rashi says another answer, which is inami shekarko osav zalo sayidei teviyazu sheroin oso dachuk vim yotziu lo tfisaso o mashkono yimkrim yishalim lo mehen. The second one is talking about a case where the guy looks like he's strapped for cash, and then for people see like, oh, we're not going to pay the full value. But if he gets his stuff back, he's going to be able to get the full value of it. In such a case, and we listen to the defendant even before the tovea, even the one who's being tovea him. As we say, the plaintiff. So the next part of the Mishnah, v'chein parash and achaz ashar, the opposite of this pregnant fat cow that comes along and it gores an ox. All right, so we say, well, we don't know whether it was part of it or not. So then the one that got the Nizak is able to get half from the cow and a quarter from the bebe. Now, says the Gemara, Chatzi Nezek or Revia Nezek? Is again Chatzi Nezek and a quarter Nezek? Palga Niskahu Debay Shalome. But it's only Chatzi Nezek that the damager has to pay because we're talking about a case of a Tam. Kuli Niska Nechei Riva Maya Vidite. The entire Nezek minus a quarter. I mean, what's going on here? How does that make any sense? Amar Abaye, Chatzi Nezek, when it says that he's going to get Chatzi Nezek from the cow, it really means Echad Mi'arba B'Nezek. It really means a quarter. Revia Nezek, when it says a quarter from the baby, the fetus, Echad Mishmo, or the offspring, Echad Mishmona B'Nezek. It's 1/8. So then it comes out in total to 3/8 of the amount. And he doesn't actually get a half. Says the Gemara, V'i parav vlad chadninu. If the cow and the offspring belong to one person, he owned everything there. Hachinami damachi omele the bal para. The Nizak can go to the bal, to the owner, and say, Man of shal, chatzi nezek havli. I don't care any way you slice it. You got to pay me half nezek. What do I care if the cow gave birth before or gave birth after? Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, you chayv to me chatzi nezek. Ella lo tzvicha, what does this din come to teach you? The para de chad uvla de chad, where it's a shutfis going on. Rashi says, "Could go and shemacha lo para chutz miuber." It's like someone sold a cow to someone besides the fetus that's inside of it. So you got a partnership going on over here. So now ve'i the kadam tavi lebal para tchila. If the nizak comes along, let's say your cow damaged my ox, and I come to you now, and it's owned by two people, by you and by your friend Bob. So you and Bob have a partnership in this. So if I go and I go to the one who actually owns the cow, but I don't go to the Bob, then Hachinami da Amar Le Labal Para, he can now tell the owner of the cow, Para Didach Aziktan, your cow damaged me. Havli Raya to Islach Shutfi, bring me a Raya that you have a Shutuf, and that you can push it off. If not, then you better pay me 50, you know, give me 50%, give me chatzi nezek. Ella, we're talking about a case, the kadam tavi labal vlad tchila. I'm talking about a case where I go, and the nizak, and I go to the one who owns the baby first, before I go to the actual owner of the cow. The amalei, now the owner of the cow can say, hey, galas adaitach to shutfaisli. It's been clear to you that I have a shutuf over here. I have a partner. So I'll pay chatzi nezek. But you know, I'm sorry, chatzi of the chatzi, right? Because if we owe you a total of chatzi nezek, I owe you half, and he owes you half of that. So that's a quarter and a quarter. So I'll go out and I'll give you a quarter. And from him, though, you're only going to get an eighth. And the reason you're only going to get an eighth is because we don't know. It's a moment that's mutal b'safek. I don't got to pay any more than I'm chayv to pay you. Ikedamer, there's some, though, that explain differently. Even if it goes to the baal, the owner of the par of the cow first, you can still push him off. The amalei could say to him, "Hey, listen up. I know that I have a shutuf, so therefore I'm willing to pay you a quarter of it, and then you go deal with the rest of it." Rava says all this was a bite to answer up this question of here. What's going on? How does this work? Is that what the Mishnah says? Does the Mishnah say that the Nizak gets a quarter of the damage from this one and the eighth from the other one? It says Chatzi Nezek or Revi Nezek Katani. That's what it says. So this whole thing is not really making any sense. So therefore, Rav is going to come up with another answer. But my friends, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, we're going to stop over here. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.